Okay, something happened this week, that sort of came. What is this? Okay, I'm going to talk about bosses in Taiwan this week. Interesting factoids about culture here. There's an ESL school that needs to have a substitute teacher. Now, Taiwan's government, I call it the dumberment. It's really dumb. I mean, wow. But they no, like when I explain this to you, you might understand a little bit about what I'm dealing with. The Taiwanese all know this. I don't think you find any Taiwanese on any side of any political spectrum that thinks that Taiwan's government is anything but just ridiculous. They don't even pave the roads. It's and they've got money to do it. You know, but like $2 billion in Taiwan currency was like what? Like 300 million US dollars goes missing. And they don't know where it is, but they can't pave their roads. Some politician leaves the equivalent of like 3 million Taiwan, about $100,000. It's the equivalent of 100,000 US dollars in cash, leaves it on their high speed rail for had cash in a suitcase or in a bag of, you know, left it on the high speed rail and forgot about it. Yeah, right. It was bribe money that he was dropping. I think it was to one of his secret girlfriends. That's what I think it was. But yeah, no, legislator did this. And it's just so common. Anyhow, it's like, what? Can you imagine an American congressman leaving 100,000 US dollars in cash, in Benjamins, on an Amtrak train and forgetting about it? I mean, like, how angry would the American public be at that? In Taiwan, it's just normal. All right. So, Taiwan's government does not have a substitute ESL teacher program. They do not license ESL teachers. They simply say if you want to teach at a school, it's got to be a super big school. And all the little schools aren't allowed to have, you know, Americans and British people teaching ESL at them. They're too small. And it's got to be big. Well, what do you do when that teacher goes on vacation and you know, they need someone to fill in for a month or two or three? What do you do then? Oh, that's illegal. Why? Because it's small. That's Taiwan's dumberment. Now, a school that, but see, why does it have the problem? Because the people, I think I mentioned earlier this week, the people in Taiwan are beaten down and bullied by the old Chinese culture. And it's both in China, but that culture is still old school also in Taiwan. Now, where's this going to go? I mean, Hong Kong is a little bit ahead of Taiwan with this, but the young people are arguing with their parents about whether to support China, like I mentioned earlier this week. So we've got cultural conflict here coming. And eventually the crud's going to hit the fan. I want to be on the right side. I want to be on the side that says that we need to have dignity. We need to do what's right. We need to stand for things. That's where I want to be. Anyhow, so we've what happened? You got an ESL school. Well, they say, oh, we can. Someone they tried to hire me, and I'm like, I know it's illegal. I know the labor inspector, like a personal friend kind of, and I know what's legal and not legal. I've known for 10 years, and it hasn't changed because Taiwan's government has the government, excuse me, hasn't changed it, even though they've had. Countless Americans have been going to Taiwan's government saying your laws don't fit reality and they don't give a about it. It's really weird. And who suffers? The Taiwanese people suffer because they're not learning English. And it kind of makes me wonder, like become sort of a conspiracy theorist maybe, because I wonder if that's by design, as if people in the government want their public to remain ignorant and unable to read American news to find out what's really happening in the world. Maybe CNN is paying off politicians because Fox News doesn't report over here and they don't want anything to have the other view. They want to have only the pro-Democrat view of American politics. Yeah, I mean, you have no idea how many Taiwanese have come up to me and said, why does America have guns? It's just so silly. I'm like, well, there is an argument for it, whether you agree with this or that. There are arguments to both sides. The argument for keeping guns is to keep the government at bay and so that we're armed to deal with criminals on the spot. The argument for removing guns is that if we don't have as many guns, then people won't die. There's an argument for both sides. Taiwanese don't know the arguments for both sides. They think there's just smart and then most of America's stupid. That's what they think because all they get over here is CNN because Fox doesn't work over here because they don't need the audience. CNN is desperate for one. So, you know, But Taiwanese can't read the American newspapers or the British newspapers or European newspapers to know what's really going on in the world because they don't know good English. Why? Because the English school teaching requirements are so redonkulously high in the name of high standards for education and our children that they're not allowed to learn. And to the Taiwanese who get their education from school and the teacher in the classroom, they don't see the problem. Goodness. Just this past week, I helped a buddy set up a computer. I said, okay, we got a video card in the back. Try to follow me. There's one VGA port, one DVI, one HDMI. There's different types of video displays, VGA, DVI, HDMI. Well, there's only one of each on the back of the computer. He got two monitors, both of them VGA. I said, how's this going to work? He's an engineer. And he couldn't figure that out. Now, the reason he couldn't figure it out is because it wasn't written on the test of how to set up a computer at home. That's how the Taiwanese think. And so they don't see the problem with their ESL schools having requirements that are too high. Okay, so there's this English school, the ESL school, that needs a substitute teacher. They try to tell me that it's legal. I know better, it's not. But I asked anyway. Labor inspector friend of mine, yep, that would be illegal. I've said I'm not going to do it. But they try to tell me it was legal. I referred them to a friend, an ABC. Totally American, doesn't know his native language, only knows American English, perfect American English, but that school in Taiwan will not hire him because they want a Western face. He could be German and not speak a lick of English, and they'd hire him, and the parents would be thrilled, and the school would be thrilled. That's what's going on in ESL. Now, frankly, that's racism, but it's the children that suffer because they don't evaluate what's really going on. Taiwan's government could fix it by just stepping in and saying, we need to have rules for this. Why don't they? Probably corruption. Probably the big ESL school chains are bribing people to keep it a mess. I'm telling you, whenever you look at government and you see a lot of really stupid stuff happening, it's not stupid. It's bribery. Because those people are not that stupid. They're not as stupid as they want you to think they are. We're all supposed to believe it's just stupidity. It's not. Someone's doing something dubious whenever government is being that stupid. Just remember that. And one other thing here, I've been dealing with a Taiwan boss that wanted to get a website. Well, he wanted to pay $2,000 to have someone create a CMS for him, like a blog store, online store blog type of a website thing. It's like, you don't need to spend money. Use WordPress or one of 1,000 others that have already been written and are free and open. And then you've got full rights to it. No. He doesn't want to use the free one that anyone can use. He wants to have control. I mean, the guy would spend $1 billion to buy an anthill before he was given a free planet. He wants to pay for it and own it. And so what's his result? Actually, I've seen the code that he gets. It's terrible. It's old. It's out of date. It's not good quality. And he's got Taiwanese programmers writing his English articles for him, trying to get Americans to buy. And we all know how good the English is for the Taiwanese. And we know why that's happening. I'm not angry about it. It's just a whole lot of wow. I'm moving forward. I'm just living my life. I live my best. But this is happening. This is, it's international perspective. I'm rambling. I'll see you next week.